Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
This is Robert Lee Kemp coming to you live from sunny California, actually not too far from San Francisco. And we have a really, I hope, an interesting show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about some special times of life, some that we all share most of these special events that occur in life. And we're talking about events that are dictated by the cards, what the cards show us about our own personal destinies. So what we're talking about is cycles, periods of years. Some are just 1 year. Some are as many as 5 years. What these special cycles are, and when do they happen for the different cards? Also, some of these happen for everybody at the same age, some of these very significant life cycles. And we see a lot of evidence of people having some of these interesting life cycles occur in, if we watch the celebrities in the news and so forth. And I'll talk a little bit about some of those as we go through them. So the cards reveal, and astrology does too, you know, the astrologers will tell you things like you're having your Saturn return, or you're having the midlife. There's a sort of a group of astrological transits called midlife crisis transits that we will have, where things like our natal Uranus is being squared by the transiting Uranus. We have a Saturn return every 28 to 29 years. We have a Jupiter return every 12 years. So in astrology, we have similar cycles, but the ones in the cards are a little different. They are similar, but different and very significant, just as much. And in many ways, they are more specific in terms of what these different times of life will bring. So, you know, each of us has these special periods in life. Now, I'm not saying that every year is special in some way, but there are some years that have special significance. And I can't explain to you exactly why, because I have to show you the entire system, how it works, but I will talk about what some of these are, okay? So, there is a thing that happens at age 44, 45, and 46. These 3 years, 44, 45, and 46, are what we call the rebirth years. Now, everybody has these at the same time. So if you know somebody 45 years old, they're right in the middle of this. They're actually in the rebirth year itself. The age 44 year is called the pre-birth year. And it kind of prepares us for the rebirth year. So imagine that you had an opportunity to be born again. Imagine that you had the opportunity to remake your life. Like, you're going to go through, at age 45, you're going to go through the same energy that you went through the first year of your life. But now you're 45 years old, and you've had a lot of life experience, and you've learned some lessons of one sort or another. So now you're having a chance to start over again with the new, what you've learned until since you've been born. And this is what the rebirth year is all about. So age 45 is the key year here in this cycle. But the year leading up to it, age 44, is also significant. 45, though, let's talk about that first, then we'll talk about 44 a little bit. 45 you're going to have an opportunity to elevate the influences that you were born under. You're going to be experiencing the same influences. But every single person, every single card in the deck has a high and a low expression. So you have all these cards for that year that are the same ones you had the first year of your life, and you have an opportunity to remake the pattern that is your life. You have an opportunity to remake that pattern of your life and elevate each card to a higher level. Now, if you really want to study this and get more in tune with how to elevate it, take a look at the what's called your life spread cards, which would also be the cards in the age zero spread in the book. And look at those cards, because these are the cards that influence our entire life. And ask yourself, how can I elevate these cards to a higher expression? I'll give you an example. I have, in my life spread, I have a three of clubs in my Venus position. Now, the three of clubs in Venus, on the negative side, represents a lot of uncertainty and indecision about love and romance, because threes are indecisive and creative, but on the negative, they're indecisive, worrisome, and uncertain. And also, they get bored easily. A three energy is one that gets bored easily. Okay? So, a three of clubs in Venus on the negative side would be, you know, a person who has multiple relationships, gets bored with relationships easily, and so forth, which describes the first 45 years of my life pretty well. The high side of the three of clubs in Venus is writing ability, creative writing ability, and creative self-expression. So I have the opportunity at age 45 to elevate the expression of my cards, in this case the three of clubs I'm talking about, to a higher level of expression. And that year sets the pattern for the second half of life, in a sense. Now, the age 44 year, which happens just before 45, and some of you might be able to relate to this, it's a year that for many people, there's a lot of confusion. A lot of people at age 44 feel confused about what they're going to do in their life, or really about what's going on in their life. So just imagine for a moment a baby in the womb. And the baby has not come out of the womb yet, but it's in this womb of the mother, and the baby is in this sort of ethereal, spiritual place, not yet having been born yet, alive and conscious, but there's a lot of unknowns in life. What's going to happen when I come out? What am I going to be when I come out? What's going to be waiting for me when I come out? That is basically how we feel at age 44. And actually, the other thing about age 44 is we're getting an opportunity to experience all of our past life influences flowing through us, because it is what's called the spiritual year. Age 44 is a spiritual year. So we have this preparation for our rebirth, which happens at age 45. We have the preparation in age 44. Then we have the rebirth year. But the age 46 I found also to be significant. And these 3 years together, I call them the cycle of self-reflection, because it's during these 3 years that we really get a strong mirror of ourselves. One more thing about age 45 is that we get our wish. And it's funny about age 45. We get the thing that we wish for. It's a wish-fulfilling year. It's a blessed year. But we often find out that what we wish for was not what we really, really want in our heart. Isn't that interesting? It's like we get a wish and then we realize, uh-oh, I really should have wished for something different. That's not exactly what I had in mind. So the good news is age 44 is a blessed year. You get your wish fulfilled. And the bad news is that it may not be exactly what you want. Now, it could be, too, because everybody likes to get their wishes fulfilled, so if you get your wish fulfilled, usually you'll feel pretty happy about that. So that's age 44, 45, and 46, and we all share that in common. I was aware that Tom Cruise, who shares the same birthday as I do, but he's 8 years younger than I, he just went through his age 45 year, or is in his 45 year, And he got married to Katie Holmes, and I think he really wanted that, but I wonder if he's not feeling a little like, oh, well, maybe that's not exactly what I wanted. Because that's what happens to most people at age 45. They get this wish, and then they go, oh, like that. Okay, so that's one that we all have at the same time of our life. The other one that's extremely significant, and I think it's more significant than the age 45 rebirth cycle, and that is what we experience at age 52. I call age 52 the critical year. It's a fact that a lot of people die at age 52 or really close to age 52. I just got an email from someone just the other day who shared that the guitar player for, what was it, Kiss, I think? One of these rock bands, the guitar player died, just recently died. Kiss guitarist Mark St. John dies. 1 month away from being age 52. Houdini died at age 52. There are just so many people that check out. I have known a couple of people who died at age 52. I knew them a little bit, not really close, but I knew them. And I've talked to a lot of people who have passed through the age 52 year. And what there is about age 52 is, that's so significant is, during that year, we decide if we want to live or die. And we decide how good we want our life to be. We really have to decide how good will we allow our life to be. You see, as we get older, and I'm sure those of you who are over 50 or even over 45 will know this, that as we get older, it's harder to make changes in our life. It's harder to imagine having all this drive and enthusiasm to change and transform ourselves, and like we do when we're young. When we're young, we come out of it. I was so full of, you know, ambition and unlimited possibility, and the desire to really transform my life and to keep transforming. And I realize as I'm getting older that is a commodity that's not unlimited. And as we get older, it's harder to get in touch with that. I think around age 52, everyone has to decide, what is my life really about? Why am I here on the planet? Do I have a good reason to be here? A lot of people check out. They die. I don't think they do. I don't think it's an accident. I don't think anybody makes them die. I think these people die on some level because they realize they don't really want to be around here anymore. I've known lots of people who had near-death experiences at age 45, and they all confirmed with me that, you know, this is what it was about. I had to decide what it is I wanted my life to be. And it's very interesting, you know, before age 52, I think we all sort of, we take life for granted, and we just feel like, at least I can report from my own experience, I'm 53 years old now, that I basically just assumed that the direction for my life would be given to me by God and by the universe. And, you know, I would just know what to do because it would be handed over to me. But at age 52, I realized if my life is going to happen, whatever is going to happen in my life, it has to be because I consciously decide that for it to be what it is and take steps to happen, make it happen, because it's not going to happen unless I decide it's going to happen. So it's almost like we're given a gift at that age, like a magic wand to say, well, what do you want your life to be? What do you want it to be? It can be anything you want. What do you want it to be? And the other cool thing about age 52 is it's another one of those blessed years, like age 45. Actually, we have a blessed year every 7 years, starting at age 4. It's age 3 because it's the fourth year of life, though. So we have every 7 years after that, we have a blessed year because it's a Jupiter year in our life. Age 52 and age 45 are both Jupiter years. So at age 52, it's a beautiful year. And the big message is, like I said before, there's one message is for you, is for us, is do we want to live? Why do we want to live? What's our life going to be about? The other thing, though, about the year is, how good can I allow my life to be? You know, we're all used to a certain amount of struggle in our life. Now, there may be some of you out there listening tonight who don't have struggle in your life, but I think most people do. And we begin to see as we get older that we're creating the struggle. We're like the prodigal son, you know. He can come in out of the cold, but he doesn't feel like he's worthy or something. Or he doesn't see it, whatever. So, at age 52, everything that we want in life is just handed to us. But if we're so ingrained in our struggle, we won't be able to let that come in. We won't be able to let it come into us. So it's about how much we can open up to receive from the universe. I use the word universe instead of God because maybe that word God might offend some people. But however you connect with your deepest part of yourself, that part of yourself wants to give you everything. It always is giving us everything. At age 52, it's an opportunity to open up and let life be much bigger, much greater than it's been for the rest, for all of your life. And it's an opportunity to step out of struggle and into a life where everything just flows naturally, where there's an abundance of everything, where all your dreams are coming true, where there's no lack in any area of your life. Now, if you get into studying the cards a little bit, you can look on in my book, and you can find out all the different cycles that you go through and get a bigger description about this age 52 year, because there is actually a card that year of life which will tell you a little bit about what you need to do personally, because every single birth card has a card that year that I call the Lifetime Challenge card, that signifies what the lesson that you need to learn to open up to a bigger, greater, more expanded expression of yourself. And for those of you who know the cards, that card is your age 52 environment card. You have to look at that as a negative card, even though it's an environment at age 52. Imagine that for the bulk of your life, that card has been in a negative expression in your life and needs to be elevated. That's the key card. But actually, the more I look at the age 52 spread, the more I see that the entire spread has significance for us. It's like, here's the life that we can have. If you take every card in that spread and say, look at it on the highest side, you say, this is a life that I can have. Why don't I have it? Do I really want to have it? What do I want there to be in my life? So everything... And I'm telling you that your deepest, most fondest wish can come true. Or wishes, for that matter. All your wishes can come true. You should have all those come true. There's no reason why anybody shouldn't have all of their dreams coming true. And that's age 52. Now, there are some other very significant cycles, but they occur at different ages for different people. I'm just going to talk briefly about one of these, and maybe two if we have time, and then we're going to start taking some calls and questions. We have three lines open right now, by the way, if you're interested in calling in this evening and asking some questions that I might be able to help you with, demonstrating how to use the cards of your destiny. I'd be happy to do that. This first cycle, this first thing we're going to talk about is called the pinnacle year. It's a little bit like the critical year in a way, because it is a turning point in life. And if you live long enough, you'll experience this twice in your life, because it occurs every 45 years. Now, to be fair, there are seven cards in the deck, which do not have a pinnacle year. But even people who have those cards, may have a ruling card that will have that pinnacle year. So don't feel like you're totally missing out if you're one of these seven fixed or semi-fixed cards and doesn't have a pinnacle year. Let me explain the pinnacle year. I've seen people go and reach a huge pinnacle of success in that year. A good friend of mine in L.A., Los Angeles, his business went to the very top of the, as high as you could go. He was running a catering business, and during his pinnacle year, their business reached a pinnacle. It was the highest they could go. They were hired to do the Academy Awards dinner, a sit-down dinner presentation for like 2,000 celebrities. Now that is in L.A., and in that whole business, that was considered basically as high as you can go, okay, having that gig. Ex-President Clinton, the year he was elected the first time, was his pinnacle year. But the pinnacle year also can mean a departure from where we have been. Like we've reached the top and now it's time to move off. It's always a transition year because ex-President Bush Sr., he left the office. When he was defeated by Clinton, he was already in his, he was in his pinnacle year too. But see, he was already president. So for him, a change meant stepping down. And for Clinton, it meant stepping up. The other celebrity thing that I'm familiar with that's significant is that both Ron Goldman and Nicole Simpson, who were murdered, you know, years back in the O.J. Simpson thing, they were both in their pinnacle year, the year they were murdered. So you can see that the pinnacle year creates a big change. It's neither good or bad. It's neither positive nor negative. It just depends on where you are and where you've been going. But it's a huge transitionary change kind of a year. And often, even with somebody who dies, that year the death is often famous in some way. I mean, Nicole Simpson was not well known at all until she died, or Ron Goldman. But they both, out of their death, they received a lot of recognition and fame. So that's another characteristic of the pinnacle year. Now, I can't tell you what year you'll go through your pinnacle year because I don't know what your birth card is, but you can look this up in the Cards of Your Destiny book, and the entire the chapter that discusses all these auspicious time periods for everybody starts on page 47 of the book. Those of you who haven't read it, you can go in there and explore your destiny. And there's a lot more. There's the purpose-finding years. There's the fated years, the years of blessed endings, the years of difficult endings, years of caution and personal challenge, the ascent to the pinnacle, the most blessed year, the years of wish fulfillment, the years of recognition, fame, and business success, and the years with the best money cards. All of these are laid out for you, researched and laid out for you, so you can find them very easily. Okay? So, you are welcome to go in the book and explore that and learn all about what your most significant years are. Also, the book gives very long, detailed descriptions of each of those auspicious events and years and what those mean. All right? Okay, well, we're going to take a short break. We're going to have a commercial break for just a minute or so. And when we come back, we're going to open up our phones. And we have a lady named Maya from California who's been waiting patiently. And she'll be first up. And so now's the time to call if you want to get in on the question and answer tonight. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
I have a question for you. Would you invest 2 hours of your time to learn how to predict your future for the rest of your life? I know this sounds impossible, but I guarantee it's true. Just read the first couple of chapters of my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, and you will have the power to know what is coming well before it actually happens. This is the most accurate form of divination ever discovered. and it's easy to learn. Anybody can use it. And I guarantee that you will be delighted or your money back. Just go to 7thunders.com and order the book. Or get our product special that includes both my books and a special report prepared just for you. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Why wait? Find out what the cards of your destiny have to say about your future today.
Welcome back. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from California. And we're now opening up our lines for some question and answers. And we have Maya on line 1. And Maya, I already have your birthday, so just tell me what it is you want to talk about this evening.
Great. Well, we did meet last week at your seminar.
Yes.
So you can put a face to my name.
And, oh, I know who you are. Absolutely.
That's right. My question is, I've been struggling with a long relationship I've had with a Two of Spades partner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a shoe that doesn't fit. And it's really distracting to life purpose and family balance, harmony.
What's his birthday, by the way?
2/10/53.
Okay, so he's an Aquarian.
But it's not kicking in. Pardon me, yes.
He's an Aquarian? So he's an Eight of Diamonds ruling card?
That's correct. Which should be a good fit, but it hasn't kicked in yet. The Eight of Diamonds hasn't seemed to manifest in my eyes, and so my question is just some enlightenment about the struggle and or what's the road look like for me to find a harmonious, joyful partnership that has more has more joy to it, has more productivity, mm-hmm. I guess, more fun.
Yeah. Well, I think you deserve to have the kind of love that you want in your life. And, you know, it sounds like how long have you guys been dating or seeing each other?
Married and together almost 20 years.
Oh, wow. You guys are married.
Yep. Just been trying to make it work, and it just goes around in circles. And,
you failed to mention that
part. Yes, that is part of it.
Okay.
So it's just been real. It's like I said, it's been trying. It's like trying to make a like Cinderella. You're just trying to make the shoe fit, and it hasn't.
Well, you know, I think that there must have been something about it that has fit really good for it to last this long. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's my responsibility piece and my thinking from the past. When there's kids, you don't, you just buckle down and make things work. So that's kind of been
So you guys had children together, and now your children are grown.
Right.
Yeah. So now you really do have the opportunity, you know. You're born in 53?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, same as me. Mm-hmm. And so this is an opportunity for you, Maya, to, you shouldn't compromise yourself at this stage in your life, you know. I think you can feel that.
Right.
There's no reason to be compromising anymore. Mm-hmm. About your own personal happiness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that you don't have to prove that you're a good person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you're a Virgo, and Virgos mm-hmm. live by a model of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
All Virgos are trying to achieve some perfection in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own little yardstick by which they measure themselves.
True.
And sometimes in that striving for perfection, they will put themselves through a lot of stuff, you know, and that's what they really want to do because they want to be more perfect. But sometimes it's good to kind of examine the yardstick and see whether it really fits anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that makes
sense. What's the worst that could happen if you guys broke up?
I might be happy and peaceful.
That's the worst?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, kids could be sad and patterns could be, you know, schedule be, things will be different. I mean, there's the difference thing, and you know, I worry about money and da da da. I was married before many years ago to a ace of, let's see, I think he's ace of diamonds. I didn't know that at the time.
Too bad.
You know, so I have this bad track. I feel like I have a track record of sorts, although that was, you know, 16 years ago. So it is. It's just, you know, I think it's somewhere to break through this. Like my ten of clubs is just analyzing everything, and my queen of hearts is like, I want to be free and play and, you know, be on task with my life service.
You know, if you're analyzing it a lot, that means you're probably scared. You know.
Oh, absolutely. There's a fear
yeah.
piece in this.
Yeah. So if you're scared, all your analyzing just goes around in circles.
Correct.
You know, that's what happens to all of us. When we get into that, like, trying to figure it out thing, and our mind is hyperactive, it doesn't really get us anywhere. The thing to do is to sit and be with the fear that you have coming up.
Mm.
You know, just be with it. You understand?
That makes sense. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just
kind of look at it and see through it.
Yeah, just kind of hang out with it and don't judge it. You know, it's not necessarily bad. Don't judge this fear that you may be experiencing. Just hang out with it and get to know it a little bit, because maybe some of it's well-founded and some of it maybe isn't. Some of it just might be the fear of the unknown, you know.
True.
It sounds like you have doubts about your own ability to be successful or take care of yourself, or, you know, like that.
Very true.
You know, you have some doubts there. So I bet you that really those doubts are all unfounded. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know you that well, but I've met you, and I know lots of women your birthday also. And they're great people, all of them.
Yeah, you know, I have a good track record of success in many areas, you know. So it's interesting that I would look at the shadow, you know.
Well, you've probably been in this relationship for a long time, and you've come to sort of have a certain way of depending on each other and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be what everybody would do, you know, to some extent.
Have it.
And now you're talking about letting go of all that. And, you know, some of it might just be laziness.
Well, I know the queens.
Yeah,
I should tell everybody
that you're a queen of hearts. We didn't mention that, you know. And queen of hearts, that's one of the things that can happen. And they can have sort of like, well, things are okay, I'll just let it go. Kind of an attitude.
Yeah, I never like, for the work that I do, I've got quite a few kids and business and this and that, so I never thought of myself on the lazy side of queen, but if you look at the inertia and the lack of movement for something that's pretty critical, then that certainly could be door number, you know, one or two that I'm hanging out with, you know.
You know, did you hear me talking earlier about the critical year?
52, that's right.
Yeah. Did you hear
that? Was challenging. It was very challenging.
Did you hear anything I discussed about that?
I did. It was actually a year for me that I did go through a very dark time where it was just, for quite a large chunk, I didn't want to be here. It was just like, because of this relationship situation. And so I hadn't really studied the cards as much as I have then, but it was a very dark time, and I was definitely at the point where I just thought, I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was just kind of like giving up, just sort of like, well, whatever life dumps at me, that's what I'll have. So when I saw that it was a critical year, and then even heard from a different discernment system how important that year was, I believe it was a medicine wheel, I realized I better make a choice here, you know. And so it was tricky.
sounds like you were really conscious of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I have to tell you, Maya, is that your lifetime challenge card, I talked about that, that there's a card that year that's significant,
mm-hmm.
that represents the challenge that we have to integrate into our life that year. Yours is the mm-hmm. Five of Spades, which is the card of freedom, Kristen.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so freedom is the thing that you need to give yourself.
Mm-hmm.
More than
so that would
else.
Be the year before this year.
That's right. But
was the card, because that's what I write all the time. That's my mantra these days is freedom. And I hadn't paid attention to the five of spades.
You haven't done it yet. See? You haven't made
mm-hmm.
the change.
No.
Okay.
That's right.
So really, there's the answer right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
great.
This has been your challenge your whole life, Christine. I mean, Maya, it's not just this year. It's your whole
mm-hmm.
life. That card is not just for that year. It's for the whole life. It's the whole lifetime challenge card. It's the one that needs
the
to
card
be handled.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can handle it. If you know what it is, you
mm-hmm.
can't wait any longer. If you wait any
no,
longer,
if
you're...
Yeah.
If you wait any longer, you're dead, you know? On
mm-hmm.
a spiritual level, you're dead.
Right, right. Well, that certainly validates why it's been knocking at my door. and interestingly enough, I've created situations in my life with, different things, different business, family, et cetera, that, it's almost like a test and a sabotage of that very thing of freedom. If I swallow and if I dump enough things to do on myself, then I won't have to deal with the freedom piece. And but one can be free no matter what the circumstances are.
You can be free right now. There's nothing stopping
yeah.
you but yourself, but your own
that's
considerations.
True. Yeah,
and,
that's true.
You know, you have a high standard of perfection that you insist that everything be, and I think I think you hide behind that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you make up all these great reasons and think that's really
mm-hmm.
going to be it, do it for you, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your mind is really good. You got a great mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Virgo mind. It's very logical and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not helping you in this situation. It's becoming the thing that you're using to shield yourself from actually taking action.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And so the goal is to check out this piece, to work with this piece, to make this piece happen, and then go to the Ace of Hearts, which is, you know, self-love and self-appreciation or whatever the card, you know, I know that's one of the pieces there. And then when one is who they would like to attract, when one is being who they would like to attract, then they're more available for the relationship that they long for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'll have to wait a month once you're free.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be no wait time for you to find somebody else.
Oh, good. Good.
You know,
I've been kind of waiting a long time, but I have to extricate first.
Well, you're not free yet. You haven't taken the first step yet.
Oh, right.
So
no,
it's just all moot.
Agree.
Until you do that, the conversation is a waste of time unless
mm-hmm.
you are actually planning to act, you see.
Right. Very great. Very, very helpful.
You know, there was a story about these guys, and they were in like a dungeon. They were born there. This whole generation of people had been born in a dungeon. And one young guy, they would look up and they saw this little bright window way up high, really hard to get to, where they see light coming in. And this one young guy says, I want to go up there and find out what's outside of this place we're in. I see lights, I hear sounds. It's got to be better out there. And they said, no, don't go. The last person who went up there never came back. And he was young, and he said, no, I have to go. I don't care. I have to go. So he climbs up there with this great effort, and he makes it outside of the prison. And it's this beautiful world with green grass and rivers and the sky and stars. And he's just so happy. And he can't wait to go back and tell everybody to come. Right? So he climbs back down and he says, come on, you guys. It is incredible out there. And they won't leave.
Jeez.
They go, no, no, no. I could never take that risk.
I get
only
it. Yeah, I get
that
it. That's a beautiful piece. Well, thank you. I just have to tell you that the card, knowing the cards, has been more than a hobby. It's been life changing, and it's been helpful for children and myself. And you know, I'm still a student.
Maya, you and your sister, and they're both Queen of Hearts, by the way, I'll tell the audience, you guys have actually, you've utilized this card system more than almost anybody I've met. It's just been wonderful to get to know you guys.
Oh, great. Well, we play with it. We enjoy it. We have a contest going about how fast we can get somebody's birthday because we want to know. So it's good to hear that. We forget to ask people's name. It's just kind of like, what's your birthday? And then everything falls to place so we can be more present, you know, and enjoying their gifts that they have.
I feel the same way. So thank you for calling and sharing and being brave enough to share what's going on for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
All right, Maya. Have a great evening. Okay, bye-bye. So here's Maya, who just finished her pinnacle year, or critical year, last year. And that was a year that was supposed to have been, actually, it was supposed to have happened that year, the change. But it's not too late. Now that she's got the message and it's clear, she can still act. But see, after 52, it's much harder to act than it is during that year. It's harder. Okay, it just is. So it's much better, especially if you see it coming, to jump on the bandwagon before the year. Okay, now we have, if she's still on, Lila from Florida, who's calling in on one of the lines, line three, I guess. Is she with us?
Yes, this is Lila Roberts.
How are you, Lila?
I am so happy and thankful for allowing me to be on this line. I've been waiting for you.
It's good to hear your voice.
Good. I emailed you last week, Robert, and I just wanted to hear your voice, too, and then probably do a personal reading with you in the coming week.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Thank you. Well,
so what can I talk to you about this evening?
Robert, I've been divorced 2 years. I'm a real estate agent, and my focus this year is my personal development, success, and finding my soulmate. Is it going to happen soon? I'm very patiently waiting for that honest, sincere, and happy and prosperous-minded person because I believe I do have this characteristic embedded in my subconscious mind.
Well, I'm looking ahead at your cards, Lila, okay?
Yes.
And it's all, this year is, you know, it's not up, but it's, you're getting close to the end of this year of your life, because you're born in June, right?
June 1st.
Mm-hmm. And what I'll tell you what I see here, okay? You say you want this relationship, but you're going to have to let the universe know that you really do want it. Because even though you say you want it, you're not doing the things that a person who wants a relationship does.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're saying you want a relationship, but you're not out there looking for a relationship. You're not out there doing a relationship. You're working. Do you understand?
Yes, I do, absolutely.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you work, you're not going to be able to have a relationship. you got to make room for it. It has to have a place in your life. Okay? You have to make room for it. Now, I look at this next year, and I'm telling you, you can have anything you want next year. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. But if you want love in your life, if you want to have this soulmate relationship, you have to make room for that in your life. It's your challenge card next year, and it's your displacement card. You understand? It's what you have to create that you don't have right now. There's no place for a man in your life right now.
I asked the question, where do I go to create this? I live in a little island, and truly, honestly, like you said, I don't look for it, and I depend on, like, praying and sitting in a chair. It's not going to do anything for me. Where do I go and look for it? You know, I'm not involved. I'm not really, all there is here is bars, and so I didn't go to the bars, you know. The only opportunity that I have to see, people is...
I haven't met anybody in a bar since I was 19 years old.
Exactly. and I don't do that. And so, you know, I'm just hoping that I will meet it through my mastermind group, that I do a lot of travels, a lot of seminars. I work with happy people, affluent people, and I just don't, I guess, send the signal, right signal.
Well, I think you're sending the signal. See, the change that has to happen here is not a change externally, I don't think. I think it's an internal change that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. The change comes within.
Yeah, it has to be coming from, like, see, I think the part that you're not acknowledging, and I'll just say this, I think that you're not really acknowledging the part of you that doesn't want a relationship. I think there's a part of you that doesn't want it. Maybe you're afraid. I don't know. You know, there's something going on that I think you need to look at. Because otherwise, you're just fighting against yourself. You think you want it, and you can't figure out why you're not getting it. Now, this is something this applies to everybody. If I tell myself I want something and I'm trying to get it, right? And that word try, I'm using that intentionally. Are you following me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If I'm trying to do something, it's not happening, but I'm trying. The secret message behind that is, part of me wants that thing and part of me doesn't want it. Okay?
Yes.
And the part of me that doesn't want it is greater than the part of me that does want it. And the third thing about it is, I'm not aware of the part of me that doesn't want it. Okay? Now, if you take that what I just said to heart, that will answer all of the questions you have about this. If you just take that one thing I just told you.
Yeah, part of me that I don't know why I don't know.
There's a part of you that's much bigger than the part that wants the relationship. That part of you, you're not aware of it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot stronger than the part of you that wants a relationship. Now, you go find that part of yourself.
How can I go and find that part?
Well, I don't know. There's lots of ways. What would I do if I was looking for it and having trouble finding it? I'd get some help. You know, I'd get somebody to help me. I would do, if I really wanted it, you know what I would do? Anything that it took. Whatever it takes. You follow me?
Yeah, well, whatever it takes, right.
That means I'm not going to stop till I get it. Are you in that place yet?
No, I'm not.
Well, then, I'm glad you could be honest about that, okay?
I am very honest, yes.
Yeah,
because
there you are. That's where you're at, you see? Mm-hmm. And that's why you have the lack of results that you're experiencing. Now, the cards say you're going to have a great opportunity this coming year. But the cards are never as powerful as you. Okay?
Yes.
They're never stronger than you. You are the center of your universe. You're the one who says if something goes or doesn't go. It's always up to you. You follow me?
Yes, I do.
Now, we might be able to get into more detail about this, because there's probably some stuff astrologically, too. But I'm telling you, what I just told you is pretty much it, as far as I can see. And this is significant for you. This is your life. I think there's something that happened to you that turned you off to relationship. Really hurt
That's
you.
That's correct. Yes. Absolutely.
I think you really got hurt.
Yes. In
and
fact,
I think
it
that
happened,
you've never really accepted, you know, after that, like taking the risk again, you see.
Well, I really just ended it, last week. It did happen, and I thought that I had met the right person, but it tipped me off. I was turned off. And his birthday is March 21st, 1945. I don't know.
Well, I tell you, Lila, I'm not going to talk anymore tonight about this
uh-huh.
with you.
Sure.
I think what I've given you is a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
And I have some other people waiting, so I'm going
sure.
to go now.
Yes, I appreciate your
And
time.
I really appreciate you bringing your questions and being open and talking
yes.
with me. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you very much for your time. I value you.
You're a very loving, giving person, Lila.
Yes.
So don't forget that.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I know so. Huh?
Well, love yourself now.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I think we still have Christine on the line. She's been waiting for a long time. Is she still here?
Hello?
Hello, is this Christine?
It's Kristen, yes.
Oh, Kristen.
Yes, that's okay. Everybody does that with my name.
And are you really born in 1953?
I was.
Yeah, that's the same year as me. You're the second person to call tonight out of two people out of the same year.
Huh.
So we're all snakes.
Yes, we are.
We like looking good. And snakes, got to watch them. Snakes tell stories.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Good storytellers. So what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm very grateful to have both of your computer programs, the Love Cards and the Destiny Report. And
uh-huh.
I've been doing my own homework on the cards for the past 3 years or so. And I have an interesting question that's a little different than the norm. I find that I am surrounded by the King of Clubs.
Uh-huh. Well, you should know that, first of all, I mean, you can say some more, but I want to just point out to you that there are more birthdays for King of Clubs than almost any other card.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good. Okay. both my husband and my son are King of Clubs, and they're both born on the same day.
Oh, wow. What day is that?
May 19th.
Oh, wow. Little Taurus, little bulls.
Yes, I have my own herd.
Yes, that's great. I like that. That's perfect.
Yeah, my father's a bull, too, and he's a Ten of Clubs as well.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
So I guess my question is that you speak in the book about transcending, taking things to another octave, and I would like to know a little bit more about what you mean in that.
Well, was there something specific I was referring to or something that you're referring to?
Well, just with the cards, with connections with different people that you have.
Well, every influence in the cards and astrology has a positive and negative expression.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
So
like your card, Ten of Clubs.
Yes.
You know, it has a positive expression. Mm-hmm. And it has a negative expression, right?
Right.
Ten of Clubs, you know, can be the greatest teachers, leaders there is.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can be very stuck in their heads, analytical, you know, just too much,
uh-huh.
too much thinking. They can be dishonest, Ten of Clubs. They can feel like they can't make up their mind about anything.
Yes, I know that. Make a choice.
So,
pick one.
Now, not every Ten of Clubs behaves exactly the same.
Right.
Some of them will have certain of ones of those issues more prominently than the other.
Uh-huh.
See? So it varies. There's room for variety here among Ten of Clubs people.
Uh-huh.
So, but for you, your highest expression is going to be, of course, being very successful in some kind of job involving information, giving out information to the world.
Right.
That's going to be your highest expression if you can reach it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ten of Clubs have no excuse not to reach it because they are one of the most fortunate cards in the deck.
Right. Well, I spent over 25 years teaching people how to ride horses and training horses. I'm a Reiki master, and I've studied shamanic ideas
mm-hmm.
and such. And I am
yeah.
I'm like ready to take what I've learned and come out of the closet. Somebody said to me the other day.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just curious about the cosmic reward cards and those connections, because I find that's very, you know, prominent for me with the people that I find that like right now I have a grouping of Seven of Diamonds around me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if there is any significance in that. You know,
I have this really cool book that I found at the Bodhi Tree bookstore in LA.
Uh-huh, been there.
In their used book. I would go rummaging through all their used books for hours because I was looking for some gems of old books. And there was this book, and I have a copy. I have it right here in front of me, actually, because I was talking about it with some friends the other day. It's called My Personal Guide. It was published, I think, around the turn of the last century.
Wow.
You know? And he talks about in here, when a person of a certain sign shows up in your life, it's a message from the universe
mm-hmm.
about something. So, for example, if you run into a Leo, I'll just read this to you.
Okay.
The actual contact with a person, a Leo person, in itself is a definite message that the sun is behind you to make your plan succeed. With power, warmth, and splendor, he is turning his face to you. He's giving you the signal to go ahead, but only in his sun hours of the day. And he gives those tables for those hours of the day. So I do believe I've checked this out. It's been amazingly accurate.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the same thing applies when certain cards come into our life. See? That if that card's showing up a lot, it's telling you something. There's a message. And what's the message? The message is the meaning of that card.
It's what?
The meaning of the card.
Okay, the spiritual card.
Well, no, the Seven of Diamonds. What is that card all about?
Right.
It's about being a millionaire, for one thing.
Really? Okay. Works for me.
If you didn't know that, you need to go back and read the book again.
Oh, it's the card of spiritual values.
Yes, but it's also the millionaire's card.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
It's about unlimited wealth.
Okay. Works for me.
Now you got a new perspective on that card.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, so that, and you, the King of Clubs is the same thing, you know. I personally think it's a really, it's really for you a blessing that you have all these King of Clubs in your life, because they're in my opinion, one of the best cards in the deck. I mean, they're just really good people.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I'm a little biased. I married one, and I'm engaged to one right now. You know, but still, King of Clubs are just really, really good people. They don't have generally a mean bone in their body.
Right.
You know, and they're brilliantly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And they're loving, and they're fair and honest. They're honest. You can trust them. You know.
Right.
There's just a lot. There's nothing bad you can really say about them. Now, so does that answer your question?
Yeah. No, that's
all right.
Good.
All right, Kristen. Great talking to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Is Tony still on the line? Tony from New Mexico on line 2.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Tony?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Tony. Are you actually living in New Mexico?
Yes, I am.
How's the weather been there?
How's what?
The weather.
The weather, it's been very cold the last few days. We've had 20 degrees at night. And it's
wow.
freezing.
Wow.
Didn't
nice.
Expect it quite this cold.
So what brings you to our show tonight?
Well, this is the first time I've listened to you, and I kind of came in on the, not at the beginning of the show, so I'm not sure everything that you've spoken about this evening, but I have a dilemma, and I wonder if you can point me in a direction I need to go.
I'll do my best.
I am very uncertain about whether or not to move from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not sure what, I don't know what the energy is doing right now, and I really do not want to move, but there's some health pressures as far as my husband is concerned, and I just don't know what to do right now. I'm very
you mean your concerned. Husband's having health problems?
My husband is elderly. He has health problems, yes.
Okay.
That's
and
not
is that
the
a
main reason
that is that a reason that you would have to move? Is that
not
that
at this point? No, it is not at this point that we'd have to move. But I do have some health problems. I am chemically sensitive, and I've just been diagnosed by an environmental physician. I'm chemically sensitive, and the house that we live in is not safe for me to live in. Just put it that way.
Uh-huh.
And
is that like radon or something like that?
Oh, actually, it's other types of chemicals. So
mm-hmm.
Just about anything. I've become so sensitive to just a lot of things.
Okay. Okay, so, you know, I'm looking at this show, in case you haven't known about it, this show is about a system that I've written a book about called The Cards of Your Destiny.
I've gathered that's what it was.
And it's like astrology.
Yeah.
In that it has information about every year of your life already
okay.
there. I don't use cards, by the way. There's no cards that I'm handling or I'm not a psychic.
Uh-huh.
This is a scientific system. It's more mathematical than anything else. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I can see the cards of uncertainty that you're going through right now about moving or not. It's happening. I see it right now. You have a 3 right now, which is I can't make up my mind.
Right.
And I also see you have a lot of fear about your health. That's okay.
True.
So that's all happening. That's what we have here. But I mean, just looking at your situation, if you knew that your house is toxic to you, wouldn't it make sense to get out of there as fast as possible?
Yes, and that's the situation is a little more complicated than that. We live on a ranch, and it's possible to, you know, to either build another house here on the ranch or, you know, that type of thing. We could without moving away. You know, we're 50 miles.
You mean you'd be able
down,
to escape the toxicity and still live there in that area?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
So you mean you could still live in that house and you'd be okay?
No, it's I can't live in the house any longer, but we can live in the area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So as long as it's just that one house that's toxic.
It's just the house itself, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I don't see any problem with that. I think the biggest problem that you're experiencing this year is just the worry part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what the cards are saying. Actually, things look good, and I think it'll be beneficial for you to move.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as you, I think after May 7th, you're going to get really clear and just going to happen real fast.
Okay.
That's what it looks like to me.
Okay.
I mean, I know you're going through this right now, but it's just not going to last forever.
Well, we have
you're
to make
change.
Some decisions. Yeah.
You're going to shift, and I think it'll be after May 7th when you enter your next period of the year. In this system, we have periods that begin every 52 days.
Uh-huh.
And when they change, often the energies change for us, really. Sometimes a little bit, sometimes a lot. I think in your case, you're going to be feeling a lot more clear about what you want to do and all that when that happens.
I'm in a position that my husband does not, he doesn't really, he's abdicated all decision-making to me. And I'm not sure that that's appropriate.
Why is that?
Well, that's one thing that worries me.
Why? Well, what's the worst that could happen?
I can, you know, I'm very decisive. I ran my own business, and you know, I've done all that type of thing. But it's his health. I mean, I don't know how to say it. He's no longer making decisions. He just leaves everything up to me, and I don't know if I've done something to create that situation, or if he married me because I do, you know, because I am decisive.
Well, why don't you ask him?
He'd go, duh.
Well, I'm not making fun of you or anything, but
I know.
Sometimes it's obvious that, you know, the person with the answer is right in front of you.
Yeah, I see.
Unless you guys have this relationship where you never talk about anything, and if you have that, you're not even in a relationship. You're just pretending to be in one.
Yeah.
You
understand? I've become a caretaker, and it's not where I want to.
Well,
okay. To be at all.
So we're not going to have time to really get into all this with
sure.
you, Tony. Okay. But I've told you, I've given you something here that you can think about. But you know, you might need more time with somebody to get into this in more depth. You might explore that option, like getting a reading with me or somebody else to get into the more depth about it, because there's more going on, I can tell, inside of you. I think the real answers you're looking for are really in understanding yourself. You know, like what scares you? What motivates you? What is really good for you? What scares you? What holds you back? Helps you get going? If you knew all that, I think everything would just flow really well for you.
Oh, I'd love to know all that.
Yeah, well, you can find that. That information is available. That's what these kind of things are all about. They're all about, this is it's called a sacred science. It brings us information about ourselves. So there are people like me that do readings on astrology and the card system, which is an ancient science. And these are all about us finding out what's going on inside. That's the whole purpose of the whole thing. Even though on the surface it looks like fortune telling. It's not about fortune telling at all. It's about self-understanding. So
well,
if you really want
to
know,
I
think now's a good
right
time.
Now.
You should get something going.
Okay.
All right?
All right. That makes all the sense.
Well, great. Great talking to you, and I'm glad you called. You're like a first-time person. It's nice to hear from you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Appreciate
good
it.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Tony. Okay. We have Lauren, which I think... Oh, now we have a dial tone. Do we have any? Who do we have? Do we have Joanne or Lauren? just waiting to see.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling in. I'm getting married in May, and I'd just like to get a little bit of advice, I guess, or see what you have in your cards or whichever.
Okay, so tell me your birthday.
Okay, it's August 23rd, 1979.
Okay, and what is your fiancé's birthday?
Her birthday is May 26th, 1984.
Is this your first marriage?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Are you scared?
I kind of got over that, but not really. I'd say about 75% confident and maybe 25%
okay.
Scared.
Okay, all right. Okay, so... Okay, so I can tell you something about the two connections, what you have with your fiancé. Would that be helpful?
Okay. Sounds good.
So, first of all, you are a double three. You're a three of clubs and a three of spades. Did you,
okay.
You probably didn't know your... Do you know your cards at all or not?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a three of spades, wasn't I?
Three of clubs.
Three of clubs, okay.
Now, you're a Virgo, aren't you?
That's kind of funny. I'm actually right on the cusp, and I'm not too sure if I'm a Leo or a Virgo.
Okay. Well, do you know the time of your birth?
I don't.
I mean, does anybody know the time of your birth?
yeah, my family.
Like your mother or somebody?
Yeah, she passed away, so...
Okay, I'm just curious, because if you knew that, you could find out what you're, if you are a Virgo or if you're not.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because that, yeah. You know, there's books published that have all the planets at every time of the day for every day of the whole century, and it'll tell you, you see.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing you're a Virgo, okay?
Okay.
And even if you're not a Virgo, you're a three, and, you know, you may not know this yet, but threes have difficulty with commitments.
Okay. I'm kind of scared.
Well, I'm not saying it's impossible or anything, but typically a three likes to keep their options open because they like variety.
Okay.
You know. So, you know, now your girlfriend is a six, and she's the opposite of that. They're steady. Once they get going with somebody, that's it for them.
I'm sorry?
Once they get together with somebody, they just stay in the same groove for a long time.
I've noticed that. And,
Yeah. That's her nature. You know, that's basically her nature.
Okay.
So, you know, you guys have a very interesting connections. I mean, you have two, what I call a past life Mars connection, which usually means incredibly great sex. That's
okay.
What it usually, you know, it means like there's a real fulfillment to the sex. It's kind of out of this world. And there's
okay.
Nothing wrong with that connection. I mean, it's a good one. If that's important to you, but sex isn't important to everybody, you understand? It just depends on you and on her how important it is, because
well,
this is a great sexual connection that you guys
her,
have, and
but.
It's the kind of thing that really will keep people together.
Yeah. Well, we seem to get along very well, and I'm just trying to make it work. Like it's, I feel that she deserves it, so I'm sort of sacrificing my, I guess, freedom for her. You wanna...
Okay. All right. Well, okay. And when do you plan to get married?
That's happening in May, early May, May the 5th.
Ah, okay. Well, I would say wait, if you can wait a little longer, like a little longer than that, it would be better. A little later in May, if it's possible.
Yeah, well,
after
it's,
the
11th. It's pretty well planned out, but...
Oh, I see. It's a big production and everything.
Everything's
yeah,
already
it's okay.
Booked.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a thing about the timing of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes if you have a choice, you can get a little bit better. But it's not that important. And I can look, when I'm looking ahead at your next year, it looks like your marriage is doing great next year.
I'm sorry?
That's what it, after your birthday, the next year, it looks like your marriage is doing great.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, so, you know, I think you're going to be pretty much enjoying it.
Oh, that's good. So,
yeah, looks good.
That's good. I guess, I don't know, if I had any more questions or anything.
What kind of work are you doing?
I'm an electrician.
Uh-huh. Is that going well?
Just starting out.
Yeah. Have you ever had any desire to do something more creative?
Yeah, actually, I was into computer programming, and that sort of didn't pan out. I decided to get with the electrical industry because I have a little bit of background with that. Just my father, he used to do all that kind of stuff, and,
mm-hmm.
and I find it fairly interesting, but...
Yeah, okay, that's cool. I think ultimately you'll be moving towards the creative, but it may not be just this. It may be a little later, you know what I mean? Like where
yeah,
you can make it happen,
too.
You know? Like, sometimes we have to work a job because it works, you know, and other times we have the choice, we can do anything we want. So I think
sure.
later it'll be, even your, probably your electrical work will be creative, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I had a question about my fiance's father.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I we're getting along, but it's pretty tough. I got his birthday if you wanted to, I guess, look into that, or...
What's his birthday?
November 18th,
1954. November 18th, huh? So
yeah.
He's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, I don't think he can do anything to really bother you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He may be an irritation at times, but the cards, the way you're connected with him, he has to go your way ultimately. He cannot try to direct you.
Okay.
Even if he does, it won't succeed.
Okay.
So don't let, just consider him to be a minor nuisance. Don't get too upset about it.
Okay.
I mean, does he have some kind of, does he have some kind of sway over you at all?
No, he's just difficult to get along with at times. I guess he's like that to everyone, but.
Don't expect him to be a nice guy.
Okay.
You know, he may be very unhappy.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
He's a two of clubs, and two of clubs are a little crazy sometimes.
Okay.
You know, they're like a little psychotic, like they're afraid of dying all the time and stuff like that.
Oh, I see.
So just, you know, just be respectful and all, but don't let him get your goat.
Okay.
You'll be better. You'll be happier that way.
Now,
okay, Lauren, is it Lauren? Is that how you say your name?
Yes.
I appreciate your calling, man. I wish you the best in your marriage.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, take
got
care,
one
man.
More interesting point.
I'm
my fiance's mother has the exact same birthday as me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not joking. Yeah, August 23rd. Different year, but...
So she's marrying her mother. In a manner of speaking.
It's kind of funny. I don't seem like there's too much in common between us, but maybe it's just hard to see. I'm not too sure.
It's probably a little hard to see because, you know, you're you.
Maybe she's on the other side of the cusp as I am.
You guys are gonna have some things in common, but they may not be easy to see. But you definitely will. But get somebody who's not you to tell you what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ask somebody else to point it out to you. What do you see? How do you see us being alike? And they'll tell you.
My fiance and I.
No, you and her mother.
Oh, good. That's difficult. I don't really find too much in common.
You have the same birthday, right?
Exactly the same birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Lauren. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Robert.
All right. Take care.
You too. Yep. Bye.
Okay, well, it's getting kind of late here, but we will take one more call, but I'm going to make this quick. If Joanne is still on the line, we will take her call.
Hi.
Is this Joanne?
Hi, it's Joanne. But, yeah, I spoke to you about 2 months ago, and it's been quite a difficult 2 months for me this far, but I've come to a decision today, so I wanted to ask you about it. Basically, I've made a decision to become a dominant or a master in a certain type of Qigong.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you see a significant, like, spiritual enlightenment transformation or career path change in my cards right now.
Yeah, it looks to me like this is all about you finding your real destiny here.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
so I think you're right on. I think you're in exactly the right place at the right time.
Oh, wonderful. So it is about finding my right destiny. And,
yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I also think that you should consider writing also, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this something you're starting, a new thing? You just, like...
Yeah,
starting to learn it?
This is a totally... I've learned it for a while, but I've never taken it to this extra next level.
Okay,
and,
so don't forget to write about it for other people's benefit.
Okay. About my experience.
That's indicated
that
very favorably here. So it's not... It's about your transformation, but it's about sharing that with everybody else too, you see.
Okay.
And I know you want to do some good in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is a perfect opportunity. You have all these sixes here this year. That's about finding your purpose.
Oh, perfect.
And it's about, you know, following your heart like you are. So.
Perfect.
Congratulations.
Oh, great. Sounds great. Okay. And do we have time for another quick question?
What would that be?
I met a queen of clubs. So,
uh-huh.
Just in a snapshot, is there anything interesting
what
about
birthday?
Queen of Clubs? His is August 14th.
Oh, he's a Leo, Queen of Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Same birthday as Steve Martin, the actor, comedian. So,
that's
okay, I see a big love in your life. It's just that it's happening so early. I'm not sure if he's the guy yet, okay?
Oh, okay. Oh, you do see...
It's happening so early in your year.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And this is a year-long thing. I mean, I really see this coming in, but I'm not sure. He showed up so soon. It normally doesn't happen that soon after your birthday.
Right, right.
So it might be him, but I can't say for sure. And I know that you do have a past life love connection with him.
Okay.
So you guys are connected. There's no doubt about it. I'm just not sure if he is the guy.
Okay. Got it.
He might be, but if it's not him, the good news is that he's coming.
Oh, so you do see love in this year.
Oh, yeah, but I do see the love. I just don't know if it's this guy yet, because it's, like I say, he's coming a little too quick.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
So, you know, maybe it's him, but there could be somebody else. So
okay.
I would just kind of, you know, take it nice and slow and see how things develop.
Okay. Well, I'm really excited that you said that I would be finding my purpose and my true...
Yeah, you're in the right
heart.
Groove. Give yourself a year to really get into it, okay? Don't
okay.
rush.
Okay. So I think I've pretty much made some good decisions right now. Okay.
Oh, good. Well, that's excellent, Joanne.
Wonderful.
Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, that concludes our show this evening. I appreciate everybody who called, and Lyndia, I think it is. I'm sorry we didn't get to your call, but please come on next week and call early. You can be number one if you want to next week. I'd love to talk to you. As we leave tonight, I think we'll play another song off my CD. If Don can cue up, my favorite one is Sri Ram. If you don't mind playing that one as we depart. My CD, by the way, is almost done, and I'm getting excited about it. I just have one more song that I'm putting the final touches on, and I'll be releasing that. I'll be announcing that on my website, so stay tuned. And I'll look forward to talking to everybody next week, same time. Remember that your fate is in your hands. You're the captain of your destiny and the author of your life. Good night and good evening.
Ram. Sitaram, hey Hanuman, Lakshmanaram, hey Rajaram, Jai Jai Ram, Radhesha. Raghupati Rajavara Sundarara Aparamara Bajamanara Ganashamara Shama.